Hello, my imaginary friend Simon here again. I've handed over the painting operation to Jana now. She's now doing the painting. I'm cooking, so you can probably hear sort of a sizzling noise as I'm frying some beef. I've had another listen back to my last audio boo, while I was talking to John about the Apple TV, and I think I probably need to just clarify a couple of things there. I think it's very characteristic of Apple at the moment that there's so much that technically is possible, but they choose not to do it. And I think a lot of people get very frustrated by Apple because of that, because they know that the technology is in there, things are possible. You know, Lala and Pandora and, well, there's all sorts of things that are technically possible, and Apple suppressed them. I understand that, you know, H.264, there's a technical reason why they've just standardized on that, because they can do it in hardware. It's much as much, you know, the video encoding, decoding is done in the hardware. It's much more efficient on energy and heat than doing it in software like PCs do. And that's why, John, they choose to do everything in H.264. And not other formats, not other codecs. It's done for a reason, but other parts of the functionality. Oh, Henry's just whining away. Other parts of the functionality are there technically, but they choose not to do it in the software because it better suits their commercial position. So they build these things in. So we did hear about the software hooks being put into the beta versions of iOS 3 and iOS 4 for doing video conferencing, that sort of thing. They put these hooks in, they build that functionality, that capability in. They build in room for front-facing camera into the chassis, and that they deliberately suppress it unless they need it for their competitive advantage. That's just very characteristic of Apple, and I think people find that very frustrating. But the Apple TV, it's not exactly the same as an iPhone, because it doesn't have a GPS chip. It doesn't need one for its purpose in life. But you know that, you know, the application that streams all these TV channels in the States, you know that functionality, that could be supported by the Apple TV's hardware. And it's just a matter of a software update when Apple choose to let it out. But if they immediately go straight to market with that functionality built in, if they let the TV companies and the movie companies know that this is basically an iPad without a screen, then the companies probably wouldn't allow Apple to license their programming onto that device, and the device wouldn't get the penetration. But Apple, you know, they get away, they put in, they restrict the functionality down to the minimum, get the penetration into the market, and then once someone else comes in with a competitive product, because, you know, don't forget, that hasn't happened with the iPad, that hasn't happened with set-top boxes from other companies, when it comes to the competitive advantage and they do need to enable more iOS functionality on the Apple TV, it's just a software update, they can do it at that point. So I think it's a very, very clever move, and I think it's a stealthy move. It's a stealthy move to get that hardware penetrated into as many homes as possible and get the movie companies and the TV companies as reliant as possible on the revenue that they get from this device, put the power in Apple's hands, and then they will have the strategic position to be able to then put those bits of functionality back in whenever someone else comes in and tries to innovate past them and eat their lunch. They're in a very strong position because they're holding all this technology back that they will then be able to release into the marketplace, and it could be just a software update in the case of the Apple TV, just to, you know, to enable it to play all the iPad apps that don't require, you know, the tilting and the gyroscopes and GPS and all that sort of thing, because that's not appropriate for that platform. And, you know, and then tying it so that it just becomes a screen for your iPad. That's the vision I have, is this: you've got your iPad on your lap and you connect it so that this